This is CICK News. Today and Yesterday in Smithers is a conference that brings together some of the most technical and informative conversations happening in the Skeena region. It's curated by the Smithers Exploration Group, and it's called Rock Talk, taking place from February 17th till today, February 19th. Rock Talk 2026 dives into British Columbia's most active exploration regions, the Northwest and North Central. This year's conference features a lineup of speakers covering epithermal and porphyry deposits, regional updates, and project highlights from across northern BC. I was there yesterday morning for a handful of presentations and interviews. Based on the Rock Talk 2026 presentations, the main areas of interest for mineral exploration highlighted in the conference program are district-scale and regionally significant exploration targets, including areas such as the Golden Triangle, which is a 500-kilometer mineral-rich, naturally stunning area stretching from Kitimat up to Atlin near the Yukon border. Sessions also cover the latest updates on regional permitting, land use planning, geological exploration training initiatives, and industry structures such as those from the Association for Mineral Exploration, and regulatory updates. The voices that you'll hear today from the presentations begins with remarks from Ted Vanderwart, president of the Smithers Exploration Group, who welcomed attendees on behalf of the organization's board, as well as Mabel Forsyth, who represents the Wet'suwet'en Nation, followed with a territorial acknowledgement, which welcomed participants to Wet'suwet'en Yinta. The morning's political perspective came from Ellis Ross, MLA for Skeena, who emphasized the role of the private sector in strengthening Canada's economy and unlocking the Northwest's potential for mining, LNG, forestry, and port development. Smithers Mayor Gladys Attrill highlighted the municipality's support for responsible development and the importance of the Northwest Regional Benefit Alliance. The industry overview concluded with a regional exploration update from the British Columbia Geological Survey, noting record mineral exploration expenditures across BC, with significant activity concentrated in the Northwest. The following is a short collection of some of the speakers from yesterday, and next week, CICK News will air a full overview of the conference with interviews.
Welcome to our 37th annual Smithers Exploration Group Rock Talk. My name, for those who don't know me, is Ted Vanderwart, current president for Smithers Exploration Group. On behalf of our board and organization, we welcome everyone here who's made the trip and time to join us.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Mabel Forsyth. My chief name is Timberwolf. I'm from the Gidimdan clan. This town sits on Gidimdan traditional territory. So I would like to welcome you to Gidimdan traditional territory.
My name is Ted Vanderwart, president of Smithers Exploration Group.
How are you feeling about the turnout, the presentations, and what's planned for these next 2 days?
Well, we have one of our highest turnouts this year, 97 delegates, so that's good news. We've seen a lot of exploration projects this year, so there's a lot of interest from outside. The talks are always very well received.
Nate's first talk showed there's an upward trend in mineral deposits. Does that reflect there's so many people here, or is it just that Rock Talks is growing?
The Golden Triangle, which is a very well known, at least in our business, of a very mineral rich area of the province. So it's always attracted a lot of the explorers and mines in proposal and operating mines.
So what does Smithers Exploration Group do?
A Smithers Exploration Group is an advocacy group for the minerals industry in British Columbia. We do a lot of social component just for people in the industry. We have an outreach component for the public in general. That can include schools, it could be job fairs, showing opportunities within this industry and mining industry.
We're in the hole, I gotta be honest. One of the reasons why I come to events like this is to see if Canada can get out of this hole. And it's not really the government that can get us out of this hole. It's the private sector. It's always been the private sector. So what you're talking about, and many conferences that talk about forestry, talk about energy, are really talking about rebuilding Canada. Because the bad spot we're in is not just this stalled economy we're in. We're behind. We're behind in terms of supply chains, domestically, internationally. We're behind in technology. We're behind in AI. Not to mention the relationship we have with one of our biggest trading partners south of the border. It's going to take a long time to dig out of this hole. But if we can separate the ideology and the politics away from putting shovels in the ground, we can help to rebuild this country. And Skeena-Buckley Valley, with the opportunities, port development, mining, forestry, LNG, we've got billions, if not hundreds of billions, to offer Canada in terms of getting to a better place. So looking forward to this discussion this morning, and thank you very much for inviting me. Thanks.
The entire country is becoming more aware of the region and the potential and what that can mean for Canada. We are in very interesting and exciting times for your industry and for our region. At the Town of Smithers, we look forward to working with you. And later this year, the Town of Smithers will host the Minerals North Conference, and we look forward to seeing many of you here again. Minerals North is one of the largest northern mining conferences in Western Canada. I also want to note that as a member community of the Northwest Resource Benefit Alliance, we seek your support for the RBA. Most of you know about it, I think, but the RBA is an agreement between the province of BC and the 21 local governments between Vanderhoof and Haida Gwaii, and it provides $250 million over 5 years for community infrastructure. The RBA provides financial resources to our communities to maintain and build the infrastructure that residents and businesses and industry need, so that communities like Smithers can be ready to provide the services that you need as you develop your projects. When you look to us and our neighboring communities for sites to build upon and for healthy communities for your employees to live in, we need to be able to develop our communities appropriately.
That high gold price definitely helped us out here in the Northwest. And there's a shot from the Argelic vein from Dome Mountain underground. All right, so if we go now away from mining and kind of dive into actual numbers for mineral exploration itself, which is where most of you guys are involved, we see over the past 20 years, this year is actually a record high at $750 million, which is a large increase of about almost $200 million from 2024. So I guess that people were able to raise financings last year and start to do some more exploration. So I've heard already that there's a lot of plans for this year, so who knows, maybe we could be going to a record high. And as I mentioned before, that was a large number of projects in Northwest, but also in the province. So it's not just inflation, it is that the fact that actually we had record number of companies get back to our expenditure survey, which was good. And so of the money being spent, it's documented that about 60 to 70% of that occurs in drilling costs. And so that's another big metric that we like to track over time.
I'm Nick Corcoran. I'm the regional geologist for Northwestern BC. I work for the BC Geological Survey, which is a part of the BC government.
What's your part of organizing or orchestrating Rock Talks this year?
So basically, as the regional geologist, I am aware of most of the projects in the Northwest, so I kind of curate the speaker list and organize the speakers to come to present on the geology of Northwestern and North Central BC.
When you're choosing the speakers, do you try to have a theme or sort of use the year prior to understand what people would be most interested in hearing from speakers?
A little bit. It really depends on the discoveries of the time and then the financings of who's working. Some people are working too much, so they're too busy to come. Mm-hmm. But then basically I just try to do a variety of different deposits so the geology remains interesting and kind of try to scale different parts of Northwestern BC. Mm-hmm. And then any companies that have had any major discovery in the last year or two.
You mentioned two things in your presentation that I just kind of wanted to, I guess, clarify. One was that a lot of the charts are showing an upward trend, that it seems to be lots of gold. And then another one was about a $9.6 billion deficit. Can you kind of expand on both of those things?
Well, the government budget thing is, it's a $9.6 billion deficit, which was less than it was expected. But you'll have to refer to the BC government's releases on that. But due to the high prices in gold and silver and copper as well, it has kind of had an upward effect on mineral exploration in the past year or so. And it seems that it's allowed junior companies to major companies to raise quite a large amount of capital and gain financings, which then allows for more exploration programs and bigger programs, which equates to more spending and more expenditures and more people working in northern BC.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Cheers.
CSK News is funded by the Government of Canada, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and is a participating station in the Local Journalism Initiative. On behalf of my colleague Dan Messick and myself, Pam Hassan, thanks for listening.